mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Debt servicing drops from $2.3 billion to $900 million. Lusaka residents raises concern over refusal of old currency by some foreign traders. In international news, arrest, accusation and arguments, the Mugabe family after losing power. And in sports news, Rwanda MENA unveils a 38-member provisional squad ahead of Four Nation meet. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Government says it has reduced the debt burden after securing major relief from international creditors and shifting to more comfortable borrowing option. Secretary to the Treasurer Felix Nkulukusa revealed that annual debt servicing obligation have dropped from about $2.3 billion to roughly $900 million following successful debt restructuring agreement. Mr. Nkulukusa explained that the restructuring process has reduced pressure on public finances by lowering repayment demands and extending repayment periods, allowing government to better manage its financial commitment. Mr. Nkulukusa says the reduction in debt servicing has created critical fiscal space, enabling authorities to redirect more than $1 billion previously spent on repayment towards development programs and essential public service. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator Spoke Mulema has commended the new donor administration for prioritizing the welfare and development of young people across Zambia. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulema says the government, under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, has demonstrated strong commitment to empowering the youth through progressive policies and initiatives aimed at improving their future. Mr. Mulema noted that the introduction of free education stands out as one of the most significant investments any responsible government can make in shaping the lives of young people.
President Hakainde Hichilema has indeed recognized the important role the youth across the country play in the governance of the country by facilitating their inclusion and participation in decision-making bodies such as Parliament. It's for these reasons we are urging the youth across the country, particularly youth in Western Province, to celebrate this year's Youth Day, which falls on 12th March, responsibly and rally behind President Hakainde Hichilema, as he has demonstrated commitment to promote youth welfare.
A concerned resident of Lusaka has raised alarm over reports that some foreign business owners have begun refusing to accept the old Zambian currency notes, despite the government directive allowing them to remain in circulation until March 31st, 2026. Speaking on the neighborhood program on One Love Radio, the resident alleged that some traders, particularly Rwandanese nation operating business in the capital, are declining the old currency from customers. He explained that the move is creating difficulties for many citizens who still hold the old notes and attempting to use them for daily transactions before the official withdrawal date. According to the resident, the refusal by some traders to accept the currency is placing unnecessary pressure on members of the public who are acting within the government stipulated transaction period. He has since called on the government to clarify the situation and ensure that all business operators comply with the directive that the old currency remains valid until 31st March 2026.
Uze marwandanizi samene bakanira ndalama mu mashop ndalama zizalega liti kusebenza because marwandanizi bambokana ndalama tikatuma bana mashop kugula Isi normal, Mr. Honorable. But it is out in the Rama is the Observa for 31 this month. But even my Rwandanese, but in Galoma Manja Mao. Tuesday, you are put open, but is in the Rama. Otherwise, challenge at Kurila Rwandanese, Abama Rwandanese, Bakuramit. Parati was a second present to Amu Zambia.
Shibuyon Jasparing Council Chairperson Mutumba Dennis Kenny has noted that Shibuyonji is underdeveloped and is lacking a lot of development because the population is growing and the district is just about 33 kilometers away from the CBD. Mr. Mutumba notes that the district has potential to grow in terms of natural resources to attract investment. He says one of his pillars is to create a conducive environment by connecting all communities in the area to the grid through the Rural Electrification Authority, as investors cannot come when there is no power. Mr. Mutumba says he will also map the areas that have minerals within the district, the areas that have potential agriculture space where agriculture activities can be boosted through government financing and the loans. The aspiring says he will also ensure that they have a stakeholder meeting engaging traditional leaders on reserving land for development.
The point number six, we need to see to reach that as the district is developing in terms of, you know, factories, industries, where we are going to go and lobby and ask also our investors to come, because we will have set an environment to allow them coming, meaning we are going to allow banks, filling stations, colleges, training skills centers, so that our people cannot move out in order for them want to acquire knowledge, in order for them to go and do banking services, in order for them to go and refuel their motor vehicles, meaning within the district, because by then we'll have created a conducive environment for these investors to come within our area in the district. So as a local authority, we will earn more money, we'll have levies that are paid by these investors, meaning from these sources we are going to administer many other activities. As a council, you're aware we are entitled and we are mandated to make good roads.
Renewed lawyer Dickson Jere has urged communities to stop relying on Kikundo rituals to identify supposed witches because the Supreme Court has changed the law. He recalled that in the past, belief in witchcraft was accepted as a justifying circumstance in murder cases, leading to lighter sentences. He explained that in Kapishi and another v. The People SCZ, selected judgment number 35 of 2027, the Supreme Court departed from the patterns and ruled that witchcraft beliefs can no longer mitigate murder. Jere emphasized that the judges observed how accusations of witchcraft have led to untold violence, burying and brutal killing of the elderly. And finally, in agriculture news, economist Professor Luvinda Hamazoka says the proposed tobacco control bill in Zambia is inappropriate for a growing sector. He urges that the regulation could negatively affect the entire tobacco value chain from seedling sellers to exporters. Dr. Hamazoka says thousands of rural farmers in central, southern and eastern province could lose their livelihood. He warned that cigarette manufacturers and related companies could face cutbacks if the bill is passed.
Banning this, they are even encouraging illicit flows. Cigarettes will flow illegally into the country, government will be unable to collect revenue from there. Tobacco, we are just even going to encourage our neighbors, Tanzania, Malawi, Zimbabwe, to be bringing in the tobacco into the country. A person can easily walk. Our borders are workable. A person will come in and start making makeshift cigarettes and selling to citizens. So for it to be highly regulated, I think we need to think forward so that we don't highly regulate the industry.
We now go into a short break. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a
short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rock and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining,